very wise person once said, Earth without art is eh. Well, this weekend in Bethlehem, it'll be anything but that. It's time for the Bethlehem Fine Arts Commission's Mother's Day Art and Craft Show. It's on Main Street, May 11th and 12th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday and 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday. I'm Steve Aronson, and with that in mind, I'd like to welcome Sandy Gillen, the event chair, Sheila O'Connell, and Steve Glickman, who are committee members as well for the commission. And I'm going to quote another wise person, that being Sandy. And she has said, if you want to plan a fun family excursion, visit Bethlehem this weekend. In addition to a wonderful, diverse fine art show, we have great restaurants, shops, hotels, and a rich history. It's a wonderful opportunity to bring the entire family to a wonderful experience in historic downtown Bethlehem. It's quite an ambitious statement, but we know from the past that it's pretty accurate. Welcome, everyone.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
It's a big event. I understand Main Street is filled to capacity. How many participants are this year, and how were they chosen, and exactly where do they come from?
We have 78 artists this year, and yes, Main Street is filled to capacity. And Sandy was going to talk a little bit about the jurying process, I believe.
Yes, we jury the show in February from applications that we receive over 7 months. Our committee reviews each application and the images that are supplied by the artist. We try to keep a balance of mediums to avoid having, say, too many jewelry artisans or too many photographers in the show. So we have a diverse mix of artists this year, watercolorists, potters, pastel artists, acrylic and oil painters, fiber artists, and wood turners and glass artisans, just to name a few, actually. Sheila, I don't know if you want to tell us a little bit about the artists that we have coming.
Yes, there are so many wonderful artists. It's really hard to pick just a few to talk about, but our time's limited. Pottery and clay sculptures are always very popular. You know, for example, you'll see functional and decorative hand-thrown stoneware pottery from potters such as Roy and Chris Ann Backert, Zionsville, Pennsylvania. They often use nature-inspired designs such as dragonflies and leaves and beautiful earth-inspired colors. We have John Cheer, a truly unique clay sculpture artist. And he creates these wonderful kind of fantastical creations that might remind you of a sea creature such as a stingray or an oyster. Sometimes he incorporates faces of people or animals in his work. Truly a unique artist with a unique vision. We have great wood artists coming this year, such as John and Susan Harrington from Bethlehem. They make beautiful wood-turned bowls and similar objects, which combine the beauty of the form with the beauty of the wood grain. A new artist this year, Joe Noto from Scranton, who makes mosaic-type structures out of small pieces of wood, cityscapes, mirrors, buildings, very different. Sandy mentioned how diverse the group is. We have wonderful painters this year, everything from contemporary landscapes to abstract to funky acrylics. For example, Michelle Neifert from Pocono Summit is new to the show this year, and we use some of her artwork in our marketing materials, you know, beautiful designs and saturated colors. And jewelry is always popular. We have many wonderful jewelers, you know, who work in metals, in stone, in, you know, things that are just elegant, one-of-a-kind pieces. And lots of gift ideas for mom.
All of that, I was going to say, is available for purchase.
Oh, yes, of course. Uh-huh.
In addition to, I want to talk about the artists in residence in a second, but in addition to the art booths, there's good stuff to indulge in other passions. Is that right?
Yes, we have our resident kettle corn artist, who is our only food vendor and has only been our only food vendor for years. So come and visit the Zalais from New Jersey with their kettle corn. They're right at Market and Main Street.
Kettle corn is among the healthier of snacks. Is that correct?
We think so.
High fiber and not too much oil.
And hardly any sugar.
Among the artists, you talked about this a little earlier. We talked about the juried artists. And now the artist in residence, she's juried as well, but there's a lot more you can tell us about her.
Well, this year's artist in residence is a commission member and a banana factory artist. Her name is Ariane Schnalzer. She's a painter. She enjoys teaching and sharing her passion of painting with lots of students, students of all ages. So when you see her, she'll be in booth 29 around Market Street again, near the Gundy House, and go and watch her paint and ask her questions, and she'll be happy to engage. That's why we chose her.
So the distinction between the artists in residence and the other artists is that she'll be actually working while she's there.
That's correct.
Again, along Main Street, so many things going on. You mentioned in your quote that there's lots of restaurants, and are they involved at all in planning for this, or do they help out publicizing?
The reason why we don't have many food vendors, except for Kelcorn, is we have such a diverse, a wide variety of restaurants on Main Street, from delis to fine dining, and we welcome our patrons to go and stop and have a treat at any one of our restaurants. There's also fine shopping as well on Main Street. So it's a really nice weekend to come down to visit Main Street.
And we're hoping for good weather.
We always hope for good weather.
Yeah.
And even if we do have some sprinkles, that's okay. It could be a beautiful day on Main Street, but if the wind whips up, that could be disastrous.
I remember that. 2 or 3 years ago, there was
a windstorm. We had flying tents.
But it was late in the day, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like 12 midnight.
Yeah. Very late
in the day.
But folks, some of the artists did lose.
We had some casualties. No people, but our fine artwork was damaged.
But if it rains, you can just use that opportunity to go into one of the fun shops on Main Street and wait until the showers pass.
I know the Moravian Bookshop sells ponchos and umbrellas. So
you're all commission members. Volunteers are involved in this process as well. Is that correct?
We're all volunteers, actually.
Well, do you ever look for additional volunteers beyond?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If any one of your listeners out there would like to help with the show or with any of our events, to contact the Fine Arts Commission.
And how can they do that?
They can go onto our website, www.bfac-lv.org, and get the information from there.
I'm going to talk for a few minutes, in a few minutes, about other things going on, other activities. We can talk about the music. Steve Glickman is here to talk about the music. But I want to talk about there's another process going on during the course of the days on Saturday, I guess, is when this particular thing occurs. The artists are actually competing amongst themselves as well, in addition to hawking their wares, if you will. they're competing as well. During the course of Saturday?
I wouldn't say competing. We do have a judge who comes around noon on Saturday and spends the afternoon going into each and every tent. And this year there's 78. She'll spend a few minutes talking to each of the artists. And she, over the course of that four or five hours, picks the best of show, the second place, third place, best display, and purchase prize from the artists that are there. And Saturday evening, we will give cash awards to those artists that win at our reception.
I'm going to ask you about the reception also, but what's the process that she will go through to make her selection? In the past, what kinds of things does the judge look for in terms of making her judgment? Hannah Burke, you did mention her name, right? Hannah Burke?
Her name is Hannah Burke, yeah. She's local. She's a Bethlehem girl. She also works at the Banana Factory. She is a curator of visual arts and education at Arts Quest. Along with that, she lives in Bethlehem. She's been to our art show over the years. She knows it well, and she's very excited to come and be our judge this year.
That's excellent. And okay, so she's going to be looking at every piece of work that's displayed along Main Street.
And you know, it's
crafts as well as art.
Mm-hmm. It's up to the individual judge. Every judge has their own tastes, and we've had some very interesting pieces that have won prizes over the years. One year we had a judge who was on roller skates, and he had rainbow-colored suspenders. And he
was
just
the
a
judge.
Very color. Yes, he was a very
judge.
Colorful, fun judge.
He wasn't one of the works of art.
No, well, he was, but he was one of the fun judges we've had.
So they're looking for obviously creativity and unusual, or what are some of the standards they might use?
Well, and just because an artist may have won 1 year or a painting may have won 1 year doesn't mean the same artist would win again. You know, it could be a piece of jewelry could be best in show. It could be a mixed media creation. It could be a black and white photograph. You just never know, because each judge is different, but each judge brings his or her own particular knowledge and experience and expertise to the process. And that was what makes it such an exciting surprise to hear at the reception who's won the various prizes.
You just never know who will win.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the reception?
We're going to hold it this year at the Smithy down at the bottom of Main Street next to the Hotel Bethlehem. We're having it outdoors, so we're praying for nice weather. And that's where we'll give out the awards.
And one thing that is unique and nice about our show, according to the artists, is that we do have this very nice reception. And not every art show, you know, weekend art show in a similar size community has that. But that's something that we've always tried to make it a nice welcoming community for the artists. And one reason why we have many great artists who like to return to Bethlehem, because mm-hmm. we treat them well.
Yes. And it's a long day on Saturday, so they definitely enjoy
the
break.
They work hard. They work very hard.
Yes.
Is it an open reception? Can people buy tickets? Or
it's an open reception.
So if somebody in our listening community might wanted to go there, could they go? No.
This is mainly for the artists. This is where we give them their prizes, and we thank them for being here. We offer wine and some hors d'oeuvres, and it's usually over by 7, and everyone then goes out for dinner afterwards.
At one of the fine restaurants on Main Street.
That's
absolutely
right.
Yeah.
Just commenting on that. There's such diversity now on Main Street. Everything from Kenyan food to Italian food
Turkish.
To Turkish.
Right.
To it's and so I would encourage our listeners to go there. If you're not familiar yet with downtown Bethlehem, most of you probably are. Not only is the show worth going for, but just visiting that part of our wonderful city here is a treat as well. Well, I think we might take a little break now. We have some other things to talk about. There is going to be great music up and down Main Street, right, Steve?
Oh yes, a lot of enthusiastic musicians.
I particularly want you to, this is what we call a hook. I particularly want you to talk about the dueling accordions. So,
accordion flash mob.
Sure,
don't miss it.
Make sure we have time for that. We're also going to be talking about some family activities, children's art, and so forth, and about the sponsors and how the sponsors have gotten involved in this as well. But we're going to take a short break now. I'm Steve Aronson in the studio for Lehigh Valley Art Salon with Sandy Gillen and Sheila O'Connell and Steve Glickman, all from the Bethlehem Fine Arts Commission, talking about the great annual Mother's Day show on Main Street in Bethlehem. And we'll be back right after this message.
For program support on WDIY, we thank the Arts Academy Charter School, serving students in grades 5 through 8, a tuition-free, arts-enriched public school. Academic curriculum is enhanced by classes in dance, figure skating, theater, music, and visual arts. Students have artistic as well as academic instruction each school day. For more information, arts-cs.org.
We're back in the studio with our guests, Sandy Gillen and Sheila O'Connell and Steve Glickman, talking about the upcoming Bethlehem Fine Arts Commission Fine Art and Craft Show on Main Street. And where we left off, I mentioned there's going to be quite a bit of music up and down Main Street this weekend, including two accordionists. So we'll talk about them and talk about who else is going to be there, Steve Glickman.
Yes, this weekend we have five musician or musical groups, three solo acts, which include Dave Fry, the winner of last year's Bethlehem Fine Arts Artist of the Year Award. He was with us last year as well. And two friends of mine, actually, somehow I seem to slowly gravitate towards accordionists. One who has a big reputation in Easton, who plays the Easton Farmers Market every Saturday, except next week, of course. He, along with Gary Lader, who's a local musician of some note, and as well as a local architect in town, which is my association with him, and they have been playing accordion off and on at one of my home parties, and they ended up getting together and exchanging music. The next thing you know, they're rehearsing. I thought I'd get them together again for the Fine Arts Show, and all of a sudden I'm transporting music from Easton to Bethlehem almost on a weekly basis so they can be in tune. Strangely enough, Gary has just learned polka, so that should be an interesting hit. There won't be too much on his part, but Earl definitely, Earl Ball, Earl the accordionist, see his YouTube channel, definitely plays outdoors and swoons through the crowds like nobody I know. In addition, we're having part of the Lehigh Valley Harmonizers. The All in Good Time Quartet will be joining us Sunday afternoon. And the accordionists will be both mornings, by the way, from 11 to 1. The Harmonizer or All in Good Time Quartet will be in the afternoon on Sunday. And in addition to that, Ben Wright, who is formerly of Religion and Cash and now plays with Notorious B.I.D., which is Blessings in Disguise.
Watch it.
he'll be joined by one or two other individuals who will be singing vocals for the afternoon on Saturday. And I was just amazed at the enthusiasm of the artists when I asked them to perform. Many many get out a lot, and many don't get out much. And but they're all equally equally excited about playing, and hopefully they'll keep the crowd interested in between their booth walks.
Excellent. Looking forward to that. Music soothes the savage beast.
And we hope there won't be any savage beasts.
I want to talk a little bit about the family activities that sponsored by Crayola every year. Sandy, would you like to introduce us to that?
Sure. We have about three tents that we put up every year down at the Smithy, next to the Hotel Bethlehem, and tables and chairs with lots of things that we get from Crayola. Could be markers, could be paints, different things every year. Crayola sends us their supplies, and we use whatever they send us. So this year, we're going to welcome Bill Christine. He's a well-known artist in town. He'll be working with kids on various art projects on Saturday, including Mother's Day cards. And then Sunday, we have Doug Royston, a local celebrity. He is from Mocturnal Marionettes. He'll instruct the children how to make puppets. So that'll be really interesting. Please come and bring your family down to the children's art tents. You can also test your IQ by participating in our art show scavenger hunt. That's been a real fun addition to our children's area. This year we have a piece of artwork that was made last year by Virginia Abbott and children participants. We're going to be raffling that piece. It's called Faces Off at the information booth. And proceeds from that will go to our children's art program at the show.
Lots going on for children. Before we say goodnight, I would like you to thank your sponsors. Tell us a little bit about the sponsors that are sponsoring the
I would love to.
Show.
Love to. Working Dog Press, they do our marketing materials, wonderful quality. The Bethlehem Parking Authority, the City of Bethlehem, of course, Crayola, Blick Artist Materials. I'd like to just mention that Blick Artist Materials, they're actually purchasing the purchase prize this year for the City of Bethlehem. Just Born, with all of their Mike and Ike's candies that they provide every year. And of course, WDIY, can't not mention that. And Historic Bethlehem.
I wouldn't let you off the air if you did.
Thank you so much.
And Historic Bethlehem Partnership.
Yes.
Well, we could talk about this for a lot longer, but we've come just about to the end of the show. So I want to thank Sandy Gillen and Sheila O'Connell and Steve Glickman for joining me. I want you all again to go out to the Bethlehem Fine Art and Craft Show this coming Saturday and Sunday on Main Street in Bethlehem. Bring your family and enjoy the days.